Rabbi Yisrael, let's talk about Kabbalah. Siyata Deshmaya. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, look at this. It's like a milkshake. Okay, so begins the Rebbe. Ois vav. Al yedei zeh, sh'oiskim ledaber echadim chaveroi. When people start speaking together, they start teaching each other. They start speaking about Yir Shemayim. They start speaking about things that are loftier concepts. They get off the Breaking Bad, Candy Crush plane of existence, and they come to Patty Holmes. They come to talking about prayer, talking about God's love for us. They start discussing real things. I mean, Patty Holmes is a great player, but there's higher levels of consciousness than just throwing a piece of chazer through the air. Ulahamid Talmidim. And as we mentioned, Kenir La'el, that when you start speaking in Yir Shemayim to a fellow, and it was amazing, somebody called me last night, we were just speaking about Avodas Hashem, and I realized, like, we're in the Torah. That he called me just to kind of work through some challenges. So now we're in it. We're speaking in Yir Shemayim. We're in the Torah. So when we do that, Ali Dezeh Nichnosim Oyir Samakifim, we get these high lights, these high states of consciousness that otherwise were not available. And we're going to see in a moment the technology, how this happens, that when you speak to your fellow, that then you're able to receive these high lights, these high oiris, that can then be integrated into your consciousness. Dehainu, shezeicha lahavin v'leida, mashaloi hayameivin v'yoidei mitchila. You're able to understand things that you didn't know in the past. Now, here's where it gets very, very beautiful. Ki masha adam meivin amasek besichloi. This that a person understands a certain concept in his mind. Ze bechinas pinimi. This is an integrated idea. It's a pinimi. Ki ze aseichel nichnas l'toich sichloi. Because this higher concept now entered into me. Aval masha ein yochel likanez l'toich sichloi. Dehainu masha iefshar lahavin. But something which is an idea that I don't grasp yet. If I were to tell you, can you give me a shira on Maisa Merkava? So if you say yes, then let's go. Or you might say that it's not a panimi yet. I haven't integrated that wisdom yet. It's still a makif. It still surrounds me. It's still beyond me. It's far from me.
In order to give it over, it has to be panimi.
Has to be a panimi. If you want to be able to give it over, it has to be a panimi. But we'll learn how that's going to happen. And therefore, there's things that are beyond me. Zebechin is makifin. It's like surrounding me. And maybe when you first came to Eishet Torah, and somebody said, do you want to learn the Gemara? And you're like, what's a Gemara? Is that like a type of Middle Eastern cuisine? What's a Gemara? And then somebody says, you know, oh, like, let's explain, let's go through it. So that was originally a makif. And then you start understanding that the Gemara is really a conversation. Oh, I know about conversations. So you've brought it into me. And then somebody says, well, you want to learn Tosfos? And when you're like, what's that? Is it like an Asian cuisine? French cuisine? It is French, after all. Tosfos. And then that becomes a panim. It went from a makif to a panim. It went from something that was beyond my awareness, my understanding. Like we were speaking about Rachel Leah yesterday and going on a date and meeting Rachel Leah. And first you didn't know anything about her. And then now you know her name. Now you know her favorite ice cream flavor is cookies and cream. And now you learn more things. But even after you're married to Rachel Leah for 50 years, there's still going to be things that are makifin in the relationship. there will be things that will be beyond you about who she is. That's why one of the worst things could be if a person says, yeah, do you know your wife? And he's like, yeah, I know her like the back. I know everything about her. Everything? You can't know everything. She's a neshama. There's a soul inside of her that always has to be makifin, higher makifin, higher levels of consciousness that you're striving to receive. You're striving to learn. You're striving to understand. Like when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, and I was at the Kaisel, and I was just praying to the Lord, and someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, are you a Yid? And I said, yes. He said, so you should go to yeshiva. So I said, what's yeshiva? Because that was a makif. I thought being a Yid just meant bagels and cream cheese or something, and giving your tickets on the high holidays. Because if you forget your tickets, you're not getting into synagogue. So I was like, I don't want any of that. Definitely there was no talk of yeshiva. It was Sunday school. So there's always these makifim, things that are beyond us. So this is just the basic idea of understanding that there's things that are beyond, they're makifin, and they could be in any area of your life. That's why Kabbalistic thinking will help you understand all areas of life. There will be things in your life that are beyond, that you don't know about, and then there will be things that you've integrated, and that you're aware of, they're with you. By the way, we're going to see even a deeper level of integration in a moment, where there is makifin, there's panimi, and then there's goof. It's such a panimi that you mamish, you cold plunge that right in there. It's super integrated that it's like your body mamish. That's even a deeper level we'll see. So there's makifin, there's panim, that means it's been internalized, but then it's mamish your gains. It became you. It's like they say second nature. It's so you. Sounds like we're going to learn it's even deeper than a panimi. It's so integrated. It's like David HaMelech when he would get up in the morning and he thought like, you know, I'm supposed to be a big politician and a king and, you know, organize the entire state of Jewish affairs. But all of a sudden he would look up and he was sitting by his shtender in the base medrash. He's like, how did I get here? And his feet would just walk him to the base medrash. Next day, okay, I've got kingly responsibilities. Sure enough, he looks up. How did I get here again? Sitting by my shtender, learning a tosis.
That's not good. Don't you want to do stuff with intention? If you start doing stuff like mitzvahs habitually, then...
Here, though, the point was that even his body was so deeply connected to kavana, his body was pulling him to the mitzvah, and that, of course, he was aware of it. And now he's learning. But he's like, I thought that I maybe should be doing this, but that's not really what my soul wants. His body and his soul was all one thing. That it was pulling him into learning. Of course, David HaMelech was a very responsible person. He did what he needed to do on a political sphere as well. But his body was so committed, because it says that David was one of the few people that actually killed his Yetzirah. He was able to completely slaughter the evil inclination.
Didn't he have to do it every day?
It said at a certain point that he just finished it. Libi cholol bekirbi, it says. That I have hollowed out my Yetzirah. The Tanya speaks about this. There's two explanations how he did it. The Bavli indicates that he did it through fasting. He killed it through fasting. Whereas the Zohar indicates that he killed it through learning Torah. Let's go. Libi cholal bekirbi. The power of the Torah. It says the power of the Torah. Barasi Yetzahara. I made a Yetzahara. Barasi Torah Tavlin. And I made the antidote. I made the elixir of life. It's called the Torah. Which means, if somebody, God forbid, has a disease, well, how do you cure the disease? You make sure you got the antidote. you need to know the antidote. And if it's not the right antidote, it's not going to cure the disease. So Hashem says, I told you what the disease is. It's your evil inclination that's trying to hijack your personality, that's trying to hijack your self-identity. And you have to reclaim what's yours, boys. Let's go. The Torah is the antidote. The Torah. The Holy Torah. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Loi Torah Tavli. So it could be even that idea that I just said to you was a makiv. I never even knew that we understand the Yetzahara as a disease, and we understand the Torah as the antidote. But now I took something which was a makiv, and I made it now integrated. I brought it in. Yes, Yosef, we're in the Shehakel.
What about fasting and learning Torah?
So, great question. I asked a tzaddik one time that question, and he said to me the following. Because I was one of these, like, you know, hippolas coming in, like, all in white, and I was, like, just living on, like, you know, breatharianism and you know, certain days of the week, and just yoga, which is great, and breathing is also important, and just vibing. And I said, you know, Rabbi, like, I think I should just be like fasting all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling like this is, I'm like plugged in. So he looked at me very straight. He's like, fasting is for tzaddikim. How do you become a tzaddik? Eat and learn Torah. So I was like, okay, I guess I better go get myself a, you know, acai smoothie at this point. Now, does it mean that you can't fast? Generally, we say the fast that Chazal gave us are enough. The fast days that were prescribed, both biblically and derabbanan, those are enough for our generation. And Torah is where it's at. And even the Baal HaTanya, who's speaking about, in Igeres HaTshuva, about all of the tikkunim and the fixing that you could do, pay Dalet Taniyos and all the fasting. And by the way, there's more than that. That's just the beginning. The commentaries on the Tanya explain with great mathematical precision for every Avera that there's a certain prescription of how many fast days, etc. Nisht Poshet. But already in the time of the Baal HaTanya, who said that in our time it's Ikfas of the Mashiach, that fasting is not the mahalach anymore, but rather giving tzedakah, charity. Giving the money that you would have spent on the food of that day that you would have saved by fasting, meaning that amount of money, be giving that per day as a minimum.
When they did speak about fasting, was it including water, or you could have water?
Including water. What? They're hardcore. No, I'm saying fasting from a biblical perspective is hardcore, no water. Now, obviously, if you decide to just drink water, it's not a biblical fast, but that has a benefit of also breaking taivas, of cleansing the body. There's tremendous, you know, colon benefits of just going onto water for a couple days. Posh it. And ain't my
melatoira. So what about peeling tzedakah and fasting?
Yosef's mom is pushing it. If you're a tzaddik, and it's true that anach kulam tzaddikim, we're all tzaddikim. So to the degree that you know that, then you could fast. But I would say you can't fast if you're gonna get a guy and he's gonna be like, he's like walking into like morning set, he's like, and his brother's like, hey, zokte like gemore. And the guy's like, yeah. Are you okay, brother? He's like, yeah, like I'm like 2 days into like just water. I'm 2 days into like, you know, just like just 2 days in. I'm like 72 hours into water fast. And he's like, there. And the guy goes, what do you say about Tosfos? He says, I don't know, bro. Like, I'm just vibing right now. Like, you take Tosfos for now. Well, it could be that, but not in morning Seder. Maybe in Benizmanim, when you have your own time. You're responsible. If you have a Chavrusa, you're responsible for each other. You have an achrayus to your morning Seder Chavrusa to be there and be able to learn. And therefore, you can't be selfish in a certain way and say, like, I've got to fast. If you're in a place where you have responsibilities, you have to be able to know. Bein odom l'chaveiroi, responsibilities. If, however, you can come in the morning and say, mamish, I get up, and nobody would even know, as the tzaddikim do. The Ribnitzer fasted all the time. The Baba Sali would many times fast from Shabbos to Shabbos. And nobody knew. He's meeting people, hocking around with the chevra. If you're holding at that level, like many tzaddikim, they're just fasting. But you don't know. And Rav Nachman himself said, the Rebbe, he said, he killed himself in fasting. And he said, if I would have known that I could get to the same level by just doing hitbodedut, by just talking to God, you could get to the same level and more. He said, I would have given up all those fasts. I would have just talked to God. And this is what we tell the whole world. Just talk to God. Have a conversation.
So what about fasting and his book?
As long as you, you're making moves. As long as you're still making moves.
What about fasting is
and tzedakah.
And Torah.
So then you got it off. If you could pull it off, then you got all the tikkun. You're getting the Yetzirah from every angle.
Don't forget to make a loving
muscle. Okay, yeah, for sure. And don't forget to have good shalom bais. And don't forget to be nice to your wife. You're coming home and you're all like, you know, I'm fasting. And she's like, but I need you, like we got stuff going on. And you're like, So you can't do that. Your wife is a tremendous, the highest responsibility. So let's go back into this Kabbalistic section. So there are things that are beyond, and that itself may have been a concept that you never knew. That there's tikkunim in fasting, and that Rabbi Nachman who said that I could have achieved all of that just through hitbodedut. Maybe that was a makif, and now you're integrating it. I never knew that. So look what the Rebbe says. Ki ze hadavar makif sevivay sichloi. Okay. The kisha oisik ledaber in bnei adam. But when you start speaking to chevra, when you actually start having conversations with people, sharing yourself, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts, more than just Patty Mahomes, who's a great football player, but you want to elevate the conversation. And then you start sharing your das with your friend. Nimsa. Okay, this line is where things completely make a major move. I would have never known this had the Rebbe not said this. Nimsa, we find something happens. When you share your das with somebody else, when you're having a conversation with somebody about a certain topic, something happens. You know this thing, because for you it's not a makif, because that's it's integrated. You understand this idea. So let's say the idea that David Melech killed his Yetzirah. King David killed his evil inclination through either fasting or learning Torah. So when I share that now with you, okay, because I learned that Gemara, and I've been thinking about that Gemara for a couple decades. So now that idea goes from me into you. But what happens? Nitroken moichoi me'aseicha ve'adash ha'eloi. It empties out of me.
Out of you or out of them?
Out of me. I would not have thought that. I would have thought it's like a candle. Is that I just shared it, and now there's more warmth. But there seems to be something that when I share that idea, I empty a space.
Yeah, but what the idea of the... Like, one of the advantages of journaling versus like just thinking through things is that similar type of concept.
It's like you're emptying something out.
Yeah, it's like you got a whole bunch of stuff going on, you journal it, or even if it's like, not even just about your day, but an idea, and you
yes.
get it out there.
Has anybody ever journaled here?
I have before. Yeah.
It is so, anybody who's ever done it once in their life realizes how powerful it is, and they tell themselves, I'm going to do this every day. And then they usually don't. But they all agree it's one of, and by the way, that's one of the signs that it must be one of the most powerful things. Because you have such a yetzahara not to do it. Everything is telling you, you know, just, but as soon as you do it, it's so therapeutic. And it's free.
But it seems that maybe there's an added on thing of saying it to someone else.
Is that what it is?
He's not saying like just saying it out there, or like even, he's saying specifically about sharing it.
That's right. So let's try to put all that together. If the whole idea is that I'm emptying something out, why don't I just talk to God about it? Why don't I just talk to myself about it?
But then you're not sharing your das.
So it may be that only when the das is transferred to somebody else, when you've transferred your consciousness to somebody else, then look what happens. As al yedei zeh, through this, nichnas haseichel hamakif lifnim. I now am able to bring a new makif, a higher consciousness, into me now. I was able to make this thing that for my fellow was a makif, I now, because for me it wasn't a makif, it was a panim, it was integrated. But for him it was a makif, so I shared it, I emptied it, I gave it to him. So now it's like I made more space in my vessel for new flow to come in from the system. So I don't want to close this into a box. I'm open to all thoughts in this, because I would have thought that it should apply. Yes?
So this is saying that when a person like expresses himself and empties his mind, he makes himself like available to receive from outside
higher light.
Ideas, higher
things that were for him a makif, mm-hmm. on a higher level, that can now flow into him. Now, it's interesting. Everybody knows that Chazal has a very interesting statement. The Mishnah says, Harbe lamadati me rabboisa. I learned much from my rabbis. Umechaverai yoiser mehem. And from my friends more than them. Umitalmidai yoiser mikulam. And from my students, I learned more than all of them put together. Wait a second. Usually, you would think the opposite. You learn the most from your teachers. You know, your buddy's got, you know, sometimes something good to contribute to the conversation, sometimes not. And from your students, the whole point of your students is that you're the one teaching them. No! Chazal flipped the whole thing upside down. You do learn, of course you learn from your teachers. But more from your friends, okay, that's already a move. And the most from my students, how is that? So if we understand that Chazal, based on this Torah, is that to the degree that you're giving over, you're making space. If you're just sitting in a shir, so then you're just receiving, but you're not emptying out. When you start sharing, you're making space for higher and higher makifin to come into you, higher states of consciousness. And here the Rebbe, remember, when he said friends, he made a move here. He said when it came to friends, he said your friends should be back and forth. It wasn't just one friend is talking. The whole thing was that friends are having, they're making each other into rabbi, student, student, rabbi, student. They're making each other back and forth.
He said, well, keep giving.
That's right.
Empty.
That's right. That is bringing makifin. Bringing higher states of consciousness, coming down, flowing down.
It's the flow, yeah.
It's all the flow. So there's like this interesting vortex happening. Emptying, receiving, receiving. Emptying, receiving, and he's also receiving. And then and imagine that happening all over the world, all the time. You're just pulling makifin.
It's Hashem's infinite love. So you think you're going to get rid of it, and then, you get rid of it, but you let it go, and then there's just an infinite.
Because when it comes to Hashem, as we're going to see as we go deeper into this, is there ever an end to how much we could know about God?
No.
There's never an end.
Pasha.
There's no end.
Infinite amount of comprehensible knowledge.
infinite amount of comprehensible knowledge. It doesn't end. And that will be the next Makif. That's the infinite. There's endless. So says the Rebbe here. Ki al yedei shenis roi ken sichloi al yedei shehichnis daito bechaveroi al yedei zeh nichnas ha-makif lifnim v'zoichel lohovim bechines ha-seichel ha-makif. He now brings in a new level of consciousness. V'hainu shenevin mashaloi ha-yochel lohovim mitchila k'nir la'el. He now learns something that he never knew before. The way Rabbi Berger said this to me one time was so beautiful. He said, he said, when you have students, sometimes they ask you a great question. And you've been talking, and they ask you a great question. And he said like this, because you've been emptying, you've been giving to them. And then all of a sudden, a question comes up. Now, in the merit that you were sharing with them, they ask something nifla. Now, you didn't think about this. And it's such a good question. So, a fake rabbi, I'm sorry to use such a term, would answer something that he just makes up to look smart. But a real rebbe will pause, either say, I don't know, or pause for a moment and remember, but wait a second, I've been sharing, so there must be makifin coming in. And he'll pause, there must be. He'll pause and just wait for a makif. Rabbi Berger didn't use this language of makifin. He'll pause and all of a sudden, and I've seen this many times, you get the best answer. It's like, it pops into your mind. Ask Rabbi Berger about mitamida yos mekulam. Sometimes not even an answer. You get a whole mahalach in a sugya, like it'll just light up. And you're realizing the merit of having a student that you were given to, a new makif came in, mitalmida yos mekulam.
Rabbi Hirschman does that all the time. You go to him with a complicated question on the Gemara or whatever, he'll like close his eyes, and just like go at it, you see steam coming out of his ears, and then like, and then suddenly he'll open them and be like, and just like, I don't even know where he comes from. See, but there is a sheep crazy.
A makif mamish. Makif mamish. I know this is a chiddush for many people, but it's a very good idea to think before you talk.
It's hard.
And it's very hard, right?
Yeah.
You should try it. It's really good. It's really, really good. And it could be nothing comes in. It could be that there's some challenge here, or that the makif that's trying to come down is really three makifim up. It's too far. And therefore you could say, I don't know. We're going to see a lot of this interplay in this Torah of what is energetically happening when someone is asking and then you answer. And then but what if the answer that you could give him, now what if like 7 billion makifin come into you at that moment? So should you tell him that makif? Or will that overwhelm him? What if he asks a great question because you've been emptying? And all of a sudden, a makif comes in that is beyond. If you were to tell him that makif, it's 7 billion steps above, minus one, where he's at. And it's almost hard for you to organize it in a way that could be comprehended. So we're going to learn exactly that point coming up. It says the Rebbe, Yesh kama bechinas b'makifim. There's many levels when it comes to these makifim, to these higher states of consciousness. Ki masha makif lezeh, something which could be a makif for one person, meaning something above one person, that there exists such a thing called a gemara. Bechinas pinimi eitzel chaver, that could be like push it to a person. It's integrated that there's such a concept called a gemara. Shu b'madrega lamala mimenu, which is above the other guy. V'chein lamala mala. There's makifin and makifin and higher consciousness going up and up and up and up, higher and higher states of consciousness that just goes higher and higher, which by the way sounds like doremala. There's higher and higher and higher stuff. V'yesh seichel, look at this one. There's a type of a seichel, a concept, shubachinas makif leze, which for this person is a makif, meaning what's maisim rakava. So, anybody want to give a shir on it? But eitz lacher, but bayer, but shimayer, ze a seichel hu namuch, this seichel, this concept is so low, it's a filum bechinas pinimi. It's so low, it's even less than a panimi. It's goof. Ichimayr is the Merkava. It's like goof to him. Now, obviously, there'll be panim and makifin of Merkava. But the concept of just like, let's give like a beginner shir on Merkava. So that's mamish, that's namuch. I begin on the radla. I begin to share on the radla. So that's like namuch. I was one time by Uchimayr, and you know, he writes, he doesn't write them, he just says Torah. And Chever write up all of his Torahs. And there was one time, it was Sukkis. And his Torahs are divided into like very simple Torahs. They seem simple, but they're very deep. Like speaking Kalosh and B'nai Adam, like just like the Rebbe does. And then other parts that are just like straight Kabbalah. So I saw one of the Chever there, and he was like reading like the, more like the simple Torahs. And he was like Rebbe, like, you know, where's all the Kabbalah? So he was reading the simple Torahs, and he's like, I need more Makif in here. Like, This is all, these are like Dvarim Pshutim a little bit. I need more makifin. Whereas another person's reading the simple Torahs and he's like, these are makifin beyond.
Because he understands what makifin are? Or because
he's at a higher level?
He's on a higher level.
Or is he just like getting from the, even from the lower level?
I think, though, as we're going to learn, if a person really understands high makifin, he understands that even the Torahs that he think are the low Torahs, Kalosh and B'nai Adam, are the highest. Where do we see that in Rabbeinu? As Rabbi Nachman said, my whole life I was just saying Torahs, but I realized we need to go higher. I need to tell you stories. Sipuri Maisius.
I love the Sipuri Maisius.
And the Sipuri Maisius, they almost seem like, and there was a king who had six sons and one daughter. You're like, it's not boring, you're like, okay, like, but where's the Kabbalah? And Rav Nachman's like, if you understood what this really means, the six higher spheres, Malchus, the Bas Melech, who the king is, Baderech Siparti Maisa, we're on the way and I told you a story. The no good one should take you. Oy vey, what's that? Yeah, like the bad people. Yeah, what's that up there? And Rav Nachman said that I put these are the Bechin of Atik Yoimin, the stories of ancient days, which means you're going all the way up to Atik, which is the Torah of Mashiach. You're going to the Torah of the Messiah, boys. The Torah of Mashiach. Sipure Maisius. Maybe we'll do a little Chabur on Sipure Maisius.
I love the smart man, the sophisticated man. The
Someone just told me about that yesterday, that he's deep in that Torah, the Chacham and the Tam. And he said it's changing him. The Chacham and the Tam.
I think this is the first Torah I ever learned with my like wrestler friend back home. We learned it, and it was awesome.
Let's go.
Then we tried learning the seven beggars, and I was like, it's so confusing. It's like too much.
Arya Kaplan wrote a wonderful, wonderful... Just read his notes and you realize it's all Kabbalah, it's all Zohar, it's Sefer Yetzirah, the whole thing. But it's speaking, Kalosh and B'nai Adam. So a story is an amazing thing because a story is something that could meet a person. You know, children love stories. I tell my kids stories all the time. And it's amazing. After I finish a story, they're like, say it again. You know, people that are like older, they're like, I heard that one before. And kids are like, no, just say the story. I just want to hear the story. Because for them, kids are like open to makifin. Kids have such a pureness and such a curiosity because they're in the story. And they're seeing that the story means things. Their minds are so beautiful. we get all old and like into, I don't know, whatever we get into. Just like following sports players or something and taking it really seriously. And the stock market. And getting all like adult and stuff. We need to learn from the kids whose minds are just open. There's like an imagination. It's so beautiful. But the beautiful thing about Rabbi Nachman's stories, if you're a real storyteller, is that he wove in all the secrets into the stories. Of Atik Yoimin, Rabbi Yisai. He wove in the Torah of Mashiach into the stories. It's a big thing to learn Rabbi Nachman's stories. That's a big, big thing. You know, Breslov, after Shabbos Shachris, they have a minag that they just read one of the stories. After Shachris, they make a little Kiddush. It's very nice. Make a little Kiddush. You go to like a real Breslov show. Kiddush. By the way, they daven early, real Breslov shows. Shabbos Shachris is like 7 a.m. Because they want to, I know it's not Nate, Yossel, but they want to be able to hit Soif Zman Kriyashma, the Magen Avram. Mm. Real Breslovers are like halachic Jews to the max. You can tell a real Breslover, he's two books in his hand. He has a Likutei Maran and a Shulchan Aruch. Amish. Pasha to Siddur, I'm saying, but I'm saying two learning books. That's right. And in his heart.
Is it true chassid supposed to go above the letter of the law? It's not just like.
I don't know. Is Magen Avraham above the letter of the law? Maybe it is the letter of the law.
But I'm saying they should hold in the law.
Yeah, for sure. So the imam is holding. In a, so you're going to daven in early chakras, and they don't daven so long, generally. And then they have like a little kiddush, you know, like some a little piece of kiggle and pickle or something, and some herring maybe. And then a little mezoinis. And then right after that, well, first of all, before kiddush, after davening, say tikkun haklali. That's like the end of davening. It's tikkun. I'm going to put tikkun. All of a sudden, like you know, by enkel okeinu, the kids are going around handing out tikkun klalis. Everybody says tikkun klali. Kiddush. And then you've eaten something. You have a lot of moyach in the godless. You just dav and your moyach is open. Let's tell each other a story. Pardon? Usually the alamichi would come before, and then they'll tell a story. Sipurim Maisius. And Rav Nachman put into the Sipurim Maisius the highest lights. Very, very high things. Like the highest oiris. And therefore, it's something that you can understand in a simple way, but there's makifin, high-level makif, these high-level things. And you can open yourself up. I ask our friends, has anybody here learned the stories of Rabbi Nachman? Our friends around the world, have you learned the stories of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov? Because it's interesting, these stories have gone around the world. Have you learned the stories of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov? So these are the makifin, and there's higher and higher levels. So when it comes to certain makifin, for another person, that's like completely integrated. And says the Rebbe, Shuba madrega gavoy mimeno harbe, va'al yidei shemedaber echad imchaver b'yira shemayim. And we're back to friendship. When people are speaking to each other in a very wonderful way, umachnes boy daitoy, and I'm giving him my consciousness, ali dezeh nichnos makiv shaloy lefnim kenir la'el, he brings something which was a higher consciousness into his friend, and that higher consciousness then comes into me. V'chein l'mala mala, and is there any end to the sea of wisdom of the Torah? There's no end. It's forever. Shekolechem lefi bechinos v'madrigos. So every person according to their level can just bring down this energy and more and deeper. V'nichnas makif shaloi lepnim. That's like a good line to underline. That you bring something which is a higher consciousness into now an integrated consciousness. And then you bring a higher consciousness. And this goes for everything in life. That's why Kabbalah is here to teach us about everything in life, like every relationship. There's parts of Dylan that I know, but then there's higher levels. There's makifin that I don't know, and I want to know. I want to know all of... And I remember we had that good bus ride one time. You're telling me about your journeys and travels, and I felt like there were makifin that I was able to integrate, and then it brought more closeness. But then it even made me realize there's probably way more that I don't know. And more stories, and more, you know, hamach chizik that I could get. And more, and higher levels. And there's always going to be, when you're talking about a soul, neshamas, there's going to be higher things that you could integrate. Ali deshemedabrim chaver v'tamidu v'machnes boi daita kanal. Now the boy said, look at the way the Rebbe is now going to explain this pasuk. V'zeo ki kadai ve'lecha hadavar ne'yavavai mefi'icha u'mirvavcha Eitan Katz must have pulled down a big makif to bring that niggin into the world. Because that niggin is a niggin. That niggin he pulled from a very high makif. And maybe you could say, kuli haiva ulai, that because he has given so much beautiful music to the world, and he was emptying and giving, he was zoicha to pull a makif from all the way up there. Mamish metachas kisei covered with that niggin. So look at the way the Rebbe now takes this pasuk and says everything we're talking about is in this pasuk. So says the Rebbe, ki karav elecha davar me'od. For the matter is very close. Me'od beficha belavavcha la'asaisa. In your mouth, in your heart, to do it. Ki karav elecha davar me'od. Hainu. Look at the way, you know, a chassid learns up a pasuk. Hainu lekarav elecha hadavar. In order to bring the matter, the topic, the inyan, shehu bechinas me'od, which is a me'od, which is something beyond far. It's me'od. It's all the way up there. Bechinas makifin. A me'od is like something all the way up there. Me'od is also the same letters as adam. To bring a bechin of ma, something that's ma. It's all the way up there. Shehem ne'lam ruchaykim me'od min ha'adam, and it's all the way up there. U'lekarvam ki karav. Elah, you want to bring that to you? L'hachnisim b'fnim, you want to bring it into you. So how do you do that? It's talui, it depends on your ability to have b'ficha u'bilavavcha la'asoysoy. What's b'ficha u'bilavavcha? Zibachin is pi yedaber chochmas. V'hogos libi svunos, that you're speaking in Yerushimayim, Hainashi yegalach achmosoi, tvunos latamidov kena, that you're sharing, your pi is yedaber, you're speaking. V'zeol asoisoi, when you do that, it's bechines kilu aso. Then, as we mentioned, you're making children. The Rebbe took the whole pasuk and said it's our whole Torah. ואלי בזה יוכל להכניס על הקרב מקיפים שהם בכינס מאויד להכניסם לפנים כנאו. Now the Rebbe takes one more move, and this will be our last move of the day. He says, you know, we said that there's lamal, 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 lamal. There's makifim, there's endless levels of consciousness. But then there's something called ulamal min hakol, and higher than everything. There's lamal min hakol. Heima makifim elyoinim, shel chocham ador, shehu harebi shebador. So we just said that there's lamala, 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 endless lamalas. And then you get to a category called makifim elyoinim. It's like another world. And you know who's in the makifim elyoinim? The tzaddik ador. Now, he's not, there's no top to that. He just entered a new category called makifim elyoinim. So you go lamala, 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 you go all the way up, and then all of a sudden, like,
he's living in a different plane of existence.
Even Lamala is a different plane. Every Makif is a different plane of existence. Even before you learn the Torah, now you're in a new plane of it. But yes.
It's the same plane, just you have greater understanding of that plane.
Okay, I'm willing to go with that. Then, though, you get to a place called Makif Melion. It looks like a new universe. And in that universe, there's endless. I think if you're the Chocham Ador,
you wake up one day and you're like, whoa.
Makifim Elyon. Now, remember, everything in this Torah we said is not just talking about that there's a tzaddik outside of me that has this.
I'll call you, okay?
Now, it's important to know that. There is a tzaddik outside that has this. There is the tzaddik, the Chocham Ador. That's the pshat of this. But everything in Likutei Maran is that it's happening inside of me. So there is a consciousness inside of me called the Chacham Ador, called the Tzaddik Ador. That if I could go to that place, then I get to Makif Melyoinim.
What does that mean? What is that?
Can you draw a
picture? So Rabbi said we should be Zoich Mamish to Makif Melyoinim, to the universe of Makif Melyoinim. And we should be Zoich Mamish that Yamali Ya'aretz Deyas Hashem Kamayim Liyam Nechasim, that the wisdom, the das, the consciousness of God, all the Makif Melyoinim will be integrated and become Pinims and become Guf Mamish Ki'ilu Aso, that we should be B'nai Adam. We should Mamish be B'nai Adam. Filled with consciousness, filled with das, Ata Reisul Adas. Filled with the Moyach and the conscience of Moshe Rabbeinu, we should be Zoich HaMamish, V'sechezenu Ha'inenu V'shuvchad Zimberachamim, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh, with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mehera V'yameinu, Amen V'yamein.
Amen.
Au Hashenu Magdo Hakeinu B'manayim Goalei, Oh, Yau Hashenu Magdo, Oh, Yau Manayim Goalei, Oh, La 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 La